Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's January 23rd, 2020. I'm John Swinimer. If you have a comment, criticism, or question, you can contact me at john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. On this episode, I chat with Sam Noir, and this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts. Sam is a writer and cartoonist. His work includes covers for the Chapter House Comics Summer Special and Captain Canuck No. 1. He's contributed to steampunk originals from Arcana, Monstrosity from Alterna, Cerebus Low Society, Toronto Comics, Strange Romance, Hogtown Horror, and he's a co-creator of indie comics such as Munsters, Victorian 4, Holmes vs. Moriarty, Zip Kramer, and Major North. He's also helped create the Cauldron Magazine Anthology. And he's also a product developer at Odeon Toys, including the official Captain Canuck action figures. During our chat, Sam offered advice for newcomers to comic book creation, including YouTube videos, instructional videos, classes, and a lot of practice. He suggested collaborating on small projects with others to get the ball rolling and to grow your network. Sam also suggested podcasts, exhibitions, and other creators as a great way to learn and finish what you start. But before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Paste Magazine interviewed Johnny Christmas about his newest project, Tartarus. Set to debut in February, the 44-page first issue from Image Comics has been called a new adventure series with all the sci-fi drama of Breaking Bad set in Mos Eisley. When asked about the origin of the series, Johnny said, "Love gringy sci-fi like Star Wars, Blade Runner, The Fifth Element, etc. and wanted to bring that together with my love of comics and mythology in a new and interesting way. So when the idea of Circa, a terrible warlord whose shadow extends long over her reign, came up, and what it might mean for her daughter Tilda, I knew I found my way in." You can read more at pacemagazine.com. Marvel published an interview with Jim Zub about the next big event series called Empire Avengers. When asked to explain more, Jim said, "Empire is all about an intergalactic threat targeting Earth, battling our heroes on multiple fronts, putting them on the defensive while the world hangs in the balance. Empire Avengers showcases three important conflicts with an eclectic group of Avengers, some who we haven't seen as part of the Earth's Mightiest Heroes in quite a while. Some of these Avengers are the ones I've written in the past, on Uncanny Avengers or Avengers No Surrender, while others are characters I've been itching to write for years." You can read more at marvel.com. Adventures in Poor Taste got to interview Ed Brisson about his new series, The Punisher vs. Barracuda. When asked about the project, Ed said, "This book has been in the cooker for a bit. I can't wait for folks to see what Declan and I have been mixing up. We're bringing one of the baddest Punisher foes into the Marvel Universe proper for the first time. Barracuda's broken out of prison, and Frank's trying to hunt him down in sunny Miami, a fun switch from the gritty streets of NYC. You can read more at adventuresinpoortaste.com. Paste Magazine published their list of the 100 best horror comics of all time. Notables on the list include Aliens Dead Orbit by James Stokoe, The Dregs by Zach Thompson and Lonnie Nadler, Gideon Falls by Jeff Lemire with Andrea Sorrentino, Gotham by Midnight by Ray Fox with Ben Templesmith and Juan Ferreira, Through the Woods by Emily Carroll, Trick or Treat by Fiona Staples with others, Underwinter by Ray Fox. You can read more at pacemagazine.com. Boing Boing announced that Cory Doctorow's Radicalized will become a graphic novel from publisher First Second in 2020. Cory announced on his site that the lead story, Unauthorized Bread, will be adapted with artwork by Jen Doyle. You can read more at boingboing.net. The Guardian interviewed comic book creators from Prince Edward Island about the exhibit for their first graphic novel, Sandstone Comics Presents No. 1. Robert Doane, Greg Webster, and Sandy Carruthers displayed artwork from their graphic novel at the Guild in Charlottetown. When asked about the exhibit, Sandy said, "It's a really great way to see the craft and the fingerprints behind it. It's also a celebration, the first year anniversary of Sandstone Comics." You can read more at theguardian.pe.ca. And before we sign off on the news portion, here's something to ponder. Quartz published an article claiming that the visual language of comic books can improve brain function. The article referenced comic theorist Dale Jacobs, who claims, "Comics and graphic novels tell sophisticated stories through multimodal cues that stimulate similar processes to the human brain, mapping the world around it. Combinations of words, images, color, spatial layout, gutters, sound effects, panel composition, body language, and facial expressions are all used to convey meaning." You can read more at QZ.com. And now, here's my chat with Sam Noir. So I'm here at MCX 2019 talking to Sam Noir. And one of the questions I want to ask is advice. For people who want to get into this industry, what would you recommend that they do or do not do?
Well, I've given this advice for people in the Toronto area an awful lot. Go take a course with Ty Templeton at Ty Templeton's Comic Book Bootcamp. You'll learn more in 8 or 9 weeks than you ever could have imagined. And because he's a 30-year industry veteran, he's got a lot of life hacks. He basically has gone through all the pitfalls. Of course, you'll find your own pitfalls. You will. But he's got a lot of awfully good advice that still sort of resonates in my head, even just in terms of the way he creates comics and the shortcuts that you can sit there and try to, you know, tutorials online are wonderful, books are wonderful, but just to have someone who's actually been doing it and showing you some of the shortcuts is amazing. And anyone who does that recently, David Ross's new book is a wonderful resource. Everyone should read Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics, and then of course the two follow-ups, Reinventing and then I think Making Comics is might be the third one. Yeah, and then the YouTube channels. Just watch people draw, and then there's nothing better than doing it yourself. Just go do it. So many people we run into have aspirations, but I'm paraphrasing Neil Gaiman, what sort of separates a quote-unquote, I do finger quotes, a professional and everyone else is the pro finishes what they start. They start it, they finish it, and of course all great art is abandoned eventually. So you can pick at it forever, you can think about it forever, just finish it, get on to the next one, because that's how you get, 10,000 hours of practice to get proficient in anything. Get started on your 10,000 hours right away. The other great thing is the internet exists now. You have instant audience, even if it's just friends and family. And of course, friends and family will give you a pat on the head and a cookie and tell you how wonderful you are. That's great. Accept that for now. But also, you know, it gives you access to a lot of people online who are potential peers as well. If you don't have access to, say, Ty's courses and the peer group in your class, who eventually become your peer group in the industry. I know a lot of people and have talked to a lot of people who create an online peer group and get critiques or trade things back and forth to say, hey, here's my script, can I read, you know, and then you'll read my script and we'll critique each other, right? And that's how you get better, or at least, I'll draw this and then, hey, how about you ink it and you learn something by inking someone else's as opposed to, you know, just penciling and inking your own thing. And that's how the industry works as well. It's done sort of piecemeal. So oftentimes on a monthly grind, one person will pencil, one person will ink, people will color. Do those type of exchanges, especially if you have your own indie book. You know what I mean? Me as a writer, everyone always asks, how do you have so many artists that you're always servicing? And my answer to that was essentially I was always trying to write and draw my own stuff, but having a lot of artist friends, basically I wrote everyone's second issue, because everyone, you know, when they first start off, we all did our own first issue, and then they were kind of like, oh man, I like the drawing, but the writing's hard. So you volunteer, you say, you know what I mean, just for the credit, just for the credit. You don't have to pay me. You don't have to share. You know, if they make a motion picture of what we create, you know, give me a royalty or whatever. But you own your character. You've done the first issue. You've created the concept. But I'll just continue your concept, or you give me a couple of ideas and I'll run with it. And I wrote everyone's second issue. And because it's like, I think I've mentioned this before, it's like dating, you know. Do a one-page story with someone, do a two-page story. Once you know you're in sync, you can work your way to a five-page story. Everyone has their multi-issue graphic novel. But think about just, you don't run a marathon right out of the bat. So do one pages, do five pages, do a gag strip. If you don't have an artist, do what they do. The gentleman who did dinosaur comics did. Find clip art online. Or there's wonderful stick figure. What's the gentleman who does the oatmeal? His art isn't slick at all, but his writing is so sharp, you can't ignore him. So if you are meant to write, don't even let the difficulty of finding an artist deter you. And the other great thing is, if you're an artist, writers are always falling over themselves to work with you. So yeah, try out a writer, have them write a one page, and if they can in 1, 2, 5 pages give you a beginning, middle, and end, then you know you're on the right track. That is the biggest challenge for a writer, and that'll hone your skills too.
If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self before you got started in this, what piece of advice would you give to that younger person?
Comic books can be a viable career. I know when I was growing up, and we're very lucky that it's seen as an art form now, you know, between Art Spiegelman winning the Pulitzer, you know, back in the 80s, till now, there's been an increase. Librarians and teachers love comics now because, you know, it gets kids to read. I mean, when I was a kid, it was like, oh, this is junk, this isn't nothing. So I went to a fine art school as opposed to, say, and a school that focused more on illustration, because I never thought that was a real career until I actually sat in, you know, as an adult after I had my corporate career for years and years wearing a suit, Ty's class, and he broke it down. He said, this is what the industry's like, and this is how you work in the industry. And again, there's tons of resources, podcasts like yours, John, YouTube channels, like there is a wealth of information at your fingertips that we didn't have. I used to have to go to the library, you know, or you show up at shows and just, you know, hope you're not bothering the professionals behind the table too much when you quiz them about the industry. But I found most people love talking shop. As you can see, you can't shut me up when I've got started, so I love talking shop as well. And everyone's got their journey. Everyone has terrific advice. You know, take what resonates with you, leave the rest behind, finish what you start. Most important thing.
Thanks to Sam for the chat. You can discover more about Sam on Twitter at HeySamNoir and online at sam-noir.tumblr.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Follow along on Twitter, True North Comics. Please send your feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2020.